This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the USDA is investing $73 million in 21 projects throughout the first round of the Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program. Vilsack says the funds distributed under that program are intended to help increase production capacity across the supply chain.
Increase competition and expand capacity, strengthen the supply chain, make sure that we fostered a producer-focused business model, strengthen local and regional food systems, reduce barriers to processing, did things at scale, helped to create jobs, and over time, lower costs for consumers by expanding choice. At USDA, we've been focused the last 9 months on developing more new and better markets for our producers. And certainly by expanding capacity and competition, I think we in fact are, in essence, creating more new and better markets for producers.
And he says the funding will also get used to help jumpstart independent processing projects.
This required a comprehensive approach as we approach this. It required programs that would provide resources for new and expanded capacity and markets, provide resources for strengthening the supply chain between the farmer and the consumer, and making sure that there was the availability of credit when the opportunities or circumstances required it. We announced awards supporting all three aspects of this approach into the president's plan for fair and competitive markets.
This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm Corinne LaRue.